guess what?
What?
Chicken
We're
butt.
Back!
Oh, yeah!
All right, yeah. We are the Dynamite Sports Podcast. We get our name because I am dad and I have three sons, Tyler, Noah, and Trey. Their names, their initials are TNT. They are dynamite and they are fired up about sports. Long time no see. It has been a little while. Life has given us some changes, and we're very excited to be back here on your podcast feed to talk about sports. We are a Tampa Bay area-based group here, so some of our takes and our information will be localized to Tampa Bay, but we're going to get all over the sports spectrum. I want to allow ourselves to introduce ourselves, and so I'm going to kick it over to our first guy, Trey. Trey, what's up?
Hi, I'm Trey. I'm 13. I go to Thurgood Marshall Fundamental Middle School.
Well, let's not dox ourselves. Let's not like put our addresses out there and everything.
My bad.
Trey lives at 1234 Sesame Street. No.
He actually goes to Morgan Fitzgerald Middle School.
So Trey is our he's our list specialist. He looks at kind of the lighter side of sports. So he's going to give you guys a list today in the episode. Across the table from me is the big guy, the big man in the middle, Tyler.
Hey guys, I don't actually live here anymore. I'm just here for Christmas. So most of the time you guys are going to have to hear me on a phone line because I live in Fort Myers. I go to Florida Gulf Coast University. Go Eagles, wings up. Yeah. So I'll be providing some South Florida insider takes. I'm not too far from Miami. I'm emerged in the Miami Heat organization.
Heat culture.
Of course. What other culture would there be? That's about all I have. I'm also going to end up being a take machine, unfortunately. It's just a byproduct of who I am. I'm very passionate about sports. I have been for quite a while now. Now I'm going to throw it over to Noah.
Hey, guys. I am a sophomore in high school. I can't believe it. Neither can they. But I'm really into analytics. I really like to look at the numbers and see where guys are lining up. Even if we think that they're the best, they're not always the best. So I'd like to shoot this back to Dad.
All right, and I'm just here to keep things moving and provide some nostalgia every once in a while. We do want you to follow us on our social feeds. We're going to get those going again. You can follow us on Instagram at Dynamite Sports Pod, all one word on Instagram. Also on Twitter, we are TNT. _sports_pod. That's on Twitter. I'm sorry, it's not Twitter anymore.
X.
The social media feed that shall not be mentioned. We're going to also do some experimenting with some video content, so look for us in some other feeds. And we also want to give a special shout out. This episode is brought to you by Uncle Sean. Shout out, Uncle Sean! Yeah, Uncle Sean. Hey, the boys, talk about it. Tell us what's going on.
So Uncle Sean was a big fan of the podcast when before we shut down about 2 years ago now, I think.
No, it was a year ago.
It was like a couple.
No, our last episode was week 17.
Was it?
Yeah.
So okay, about fair enough. A year ago. He was looking for us to come back, and so he gifted us these beautiful microphones and this rather professional podcast setup. So we're very thankful for that because we did have a lot of fun doing it, and hopefully this allows us to drop schedules for ourselves where we can actually do this regularly instead of, you know, once every 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a year.
52 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So thank you, Uncle Sean. Thanks for the equipment. And we're gonna try to make you proud. All right. So we're going to get going with our first segment. And we're going to start with the youngest guy at the table. We're going to start with Trey. Trey, as I said, likes to look at the other side of sports. He's a list guy. And so what he's done is he has calculated a top 10 greatest nicknames, Trey. Now, is this football names or is this like
more all names, all sports? I don't have any soccer players on there. I just realized that. But
all right, but we're sticking to the major team sports.
Yeah, just all of them.
All right, so you're gonna kick it off with number 10.
Actually, I have an honorable mention. He didn't make the top 10, okay. But
all right, we got an honorable mention, guys.
The Greek Freak.
Okay.
He didn't make the list.
There are 10 more that are better.
That is surprising.
Yeah.
The Greek Freak.
So. Number 10, I have to go with white chocolate Jason Williams.
Wow. All right.
That's a good one.
White chocolate. Yeah, yeah. He's that guy put up some highlight reels.
He really did.
He was a pretty good pass machine.
All right. Number nine, the menace of the Midland, Dick Butkus.
Oh.
Rest in peace, my boy.
I didn't even know he had a nickname. I mean, the name alone doesn't really require
I thought that was 100% a nickname.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh, Dad.
That's a $2.
That's $2 right there.
Dad's timer went off like a boomer. So.
Wow.
So Tyler has devised a fine bucket for us if we have any problems.
Wow. Got the first fine.
Wow. I have exactly $2 in my wallet. So there we
go. Look at that.
Yep.
There's money in there now.
All right. Boomer Dad, don't set any more time.
Hey, well, I have a question. Where's this money going?
We'll figure that out.
All right.
Later on.
Number eight.
Theater of the mind.
Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins.
Oh,
deep pull.
Yeah,
I didn't think you were gonna know who that was.
Tell us about him.
I just heard the nickname, and I just, he played for the Mets, right?
Let's remember Trey's only 13. Yeah, Daryl.
Chocolate
Thunder. No, he was a basketball player, and was a dunk machine.
Yeah, he was a dunk machine.
He brought the Thunder.
My bad, guys. 90s. I'm not.
Lots of broken
I'm a
backboards.
Casual. Shaq. So, number seven, Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Gotta like that one.
Mm-hmm. It's gotta be there.
Yeah. Number six, The Claw, Kawhi.
Okay, yeah.
That man has the largest hands that I've ever seen.
All right, here's one that I bet you haven't heard. The Assassin, Jack Tatum at number four.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, cool. Jack Tatum. Uh-huh, yeah.
That's all a good right. nickname.
I like that one.
Anybody around the table? Young guys?
No. Nope.
Jack Tatum? Safety for the Raiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh. Known for paralyzing, unfortunately,
yep.
a New England Patriot in a
Yikes.
Game.
Wow.
He was a ferocious hitter. Nobody wanted to go over the middle.
I'm not sure if you guys have heard this one either. Number three is Boom Boom, Ray Mancini.
Oh. I'm not sure I know who that is.
He was a boxer.
Mancini, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So I did go all sports, thank you very much.
I don't do combat sports.
Number two is probably my favorite, but number one was just out of pure respect. Number two is the round mounder rebound, Charles Barkley.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Quite appropriate, yeah, absolutely.
And then number one, the Black Mamba.
Oh. Kobe. Rest in peace. Like.
Okay, so again, I am 13 years old. I am not old at all. Wasn't there also a White Mamba?
Yes.
Was it like his Brian was, Scalabrine?
Brian Scalabrine.
Oh wow.
He was a rotational big for the Boston Celtics, I believe for the Houston Rockets and for the Brooklyn Nets. He wasn't very good. Famously, he set up a competition of sorts
where
regular fans could come off the street and play him in a pickup game. He was also famously quoted as saying, "I'm closer to LeBron than you are to me." And it's true. He essentially proved how great professional sports athletes are, especially compared to normal street clothes civilians.
Mm-hmm.
So good shout.
Yeah, right. That was a good poll.
Yeah, snaps for Trey. All right.
Also a really good hoop grids name.
Just an overall really good name, Brian.
We're not
going
to have a hoop grids segment.
Maybe we'll do that for the socials one day.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, moving along, we're going to go now to Noah. He is the middle child, and he is our analytics guy. And Noah's got Noah's number of the week.
That's right.
Like that.
So this year, in 2023, Mike Evans has 73 catches, which is tied for the 25th in yards, 25th in receptions. He has 1,163 yards, which is the ninth in the league. And then he is first in touchdowns at 13.
That is incredibly efficient.
And the difference that my stat is proving is that Tyreek Hill has 106 receptions to 1,641 yards and 12 touchdowns.
So you're saying that Mike is more efficient?
Yes.
I'm going to have to disagree there because not only is Tyreek Hill essentially like the entirety of the Miami Dolphins passing offense, he has accounted for nearly half of their passing yards so far this season. With 1,600 yards, he was at one point on pace to break 2,000 for the first time in NFL history. He unfortunately will not due to injury. He missed a couple games, but he should be the NFL MVP. And I think it's fair to say that like without them, we saw him.
Excuse me.
Wow.
$2.
$2 right there.
Cannot cough into the mic. Tyler's struggling over there.
Not the mic.
He turned away.
It probably should have gone with the water.
I don't have
a protein
any cash
shake.
On me.
Of course not.
So Yeah, I should have gone with the water instead of the protein shake. That's a mistake.
So it's interesting. We've segued from Noah's number into Tyler's hot take. But Tyler, what's your hot take?
Tyreek Hill should be the NFL's MVP. We saw how the Miami offense struggled against the Titans without Tyreek Hill. He provides a sort of dimension that they don't have in other receivers like Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle is fast, but he doesn't have that playmaking ability, that field vision that Tyreek Hill has. Tyreek Hill, you know, you've heard it said about Cooper Kupp that he is one of the greatest wide receivers of all time at finding a hole in the zone. They've said that about Rob Gronkowski. They've said about Travis Kelce. Tyreek Hill has that skill, and he does not get that credibility. He doesn't get the shout for that. So I'm going to give him his props. We saw Cooper Kupp win an Offensive Player of the Year for getting to 1,800 or 1,900 yards. I don't remember how many that was in 2019. But Tyreek Hill is going to get past that almost assuredly. He averages over 117 yards per game. He leads the league in yards after the catch, which is a great advanced stat to use when you're looking at the value of a wide receiver. He leads the league. He is 110 yards, I think, above Ja'Marr Chase, who's second. And Ja'Marr Chase is 300 yards above the next guy. So those two are playing on another planet right now. Unfortunately, Ja'Marr Chase's production is not accounting for the sort of productivity that it's not turning into wins the way that Tyreek Hill is. Tyreek Hill is also second in touchdowns. He was first until last week when Mike Evans caught two. And it's fair to say that Tyreek Hill also provides a sort of decoy to the offense. We've seen Raheem Mostert set a franchise record in rushing touchdowns. He has more than doubled his career production in this season alone in terms of touchdowns. So I think that's also an incredible accomplishment by Mike McDaniel. We've seen him sort of turn running backs into something you can pay zero money for and get a ton of production from, the way Kyle Shanahan offenses and Mike Shanahan offenses do. We've seen random running backs, Alfred Morris, get to 1,200 to 1,300 yards. So I think Mike McDaniel should be coach of the year. Tyreek Hill should win MVP.
Hot and take. Let's also think about who are the other front runners. Brock Purdy just threw a 3-interception game.
Four.
Oh, no, same.
Nope. He had four. Sam Darnold threw another one.
Okay. So Brock Purdy threw 4 interceptions. Could you make a case for Lamar?
I think everybody was making a case the other night.
Lamar, in terms of total yards, he leads the league, I believe, when you combine his passing and rushing stats.
Correct.
But I don't think that he... I think that in the 49ers game, you also have to think about the field position he benefited from. He got the ball 4 different times inside of his own opponent's 40 due to turnovers. And I think that while he is obviously an X factor on that team, he is not necessarily the defining factor. You also can look at his weapons and say that, well, obviously Brock Purdy has 4 guys who are future Hall of Famers.
George Kittle, Debo
Samuel, Christian McCaffrey,
Brandon Ayuk.
I wouldn't say future Hall of Famer, but they're all outstanding playmakers. They're all wide receiver one on their own teams, regardless of position. And so you have to think about that. You also have to think about the defense that Purdy has. He's the top 5 defense in the NFL. And Lamar has that top 5 defense, but he doesn't have the weapons. His weapons are 33-year-old Odell Beckham Jr. He's got a rookie in Zay Flowers. Mark Andrews is done for the season. His running backs are it's a by committee, and it's I don't know.
Dobbins on IR.
Yeah, J.K. Dobbins is injured.
He's got Gus Edwards, who's starting right now. He's a touchdown monster on the goal line. But then
that is also a product of Lamar Jackson, you could say, because he provides a sort of read option and quarterback run that you don't get out of other.
And then he's got his workforce in Justice Hill, who every once in a while will have 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, but any other game he's having a terrible game.
So why is Tyreek MVP and Lamar Jackson isn't?
Because if you take away Lamar Jackson, put in another running quarterback, they're still going to win games. But if you take Tyreek Hill out of that offense, they struggle to score points. They struggled against the Cowboys because he got shut down by, what's his name?
Stephon Gilmore?
Yeah, probably Stephon Gilmore.
Deron Bland, those guys.
Stephon Gilmore and Deron Bland, that's one of the best
defensive backfields. England, New England.
Really? No.
Yeah.
He was on that to start his career.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Fact check me. He's a Cowboy.
Stephon Gilmore plays.
Stephon Gilmore is definitely in Dallas.
So he started in New England.
He's an American football quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys of the National Football League. Train.
So he started in New England. Then he went to Carolina. Then he went to Indianapolis. Now he's in Dallas.
Trey was correct. So ultimately, you take Tyreek. I mean, yeah, you take Tyreek Hill out of the Miami offense. We saw them struggle against Dallas. We've seen them struggle against Buffalo, who has another great defensive backfield. And we saw them struggle against the Titans when he got injured. He's also been playing injured the entire year. The other person you should be making a case for this year is Christian McCaffrey. But I think that he is getting a ton of... I think he's getting his flowers from major media outlets. And I think Tyreek Hill isn't.
And also, San Francisco has one of the best O-lines in the league.
That is true as well.
Yeah. So fact-checking defensive backs for the Dallas Cowboys. The top six defensive backs are Malik Hooker, Jayron Kearse, Donovan Wilson, Deron Bland, the aforementioned one, Stephon Gilmore, and don't forget Trayvon Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs has been injured for the entire year. Gotcha. He tore his ACL in week one or week two.
All right. So but let's go back to Noah's original argument about Mike Evans versus Tariq Hill. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mike Evans may not be the game changer that Tariq Hill is. I think you have to argue, though, that defenses have to respect the skills of both of them in their game plans. But the bigger question, I think, and of course this is a Homer Tampa Bay area question, is Mike Evans a Hall of Famer, Noah?
Yes. Here's why. Most 1,000-yard seasons consecutively to start a career.
10.
Yep.
And he's only 4 seasons behind setting or tying the all-time record.
Actually, the all-time record is 11. So
next year.
For consecutive?
Consecutive. Jerry Rice has 11 consecutive seasons.
That's true. Jerry Rice had 14 total is what I was referring to.
There you go.
Which would cement him as probably a top 5 receiver of all time.
Is that stat alone the one that gets him over to the top, though?
It's the consistency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget, he has a ring.
And this is the best year of his career.
He is statistically putting up one of the best years of his career. This year he has 1,163 yards, which is 400 yards behind his best season in terms of yardage. But he is currently leading the league in touchdowns, and he's one away from tying his career record at 14. But when you also look at his achievements, he's a 4-time Pro Bowler, which is not something a lot of receivers can say. He's never won an All-Pro, so he's never been one of the best at his position. But I don't think that that's necessary when you're that consistent.
Another thing, though, to think about, Evans is on the field for 73% of the snaps. To argue for your Tyler, Tyreek Hill's on the field for 66% of the snaps, which puts him well over Mike Evans in that fact. But he also is showing that there's a sense of red zone scares. Everyone should be scared of Mike Evans in the red zone. Because you can throw a high ball to him and nobody's going to stop him.
Well, I think that's fair. I think also when you're considering the all-time statistics, he is 34th all-time in reception yards, which isn't a ton. But again, he's only, what, 30, 31?
But then go look at his touchdowns.
When you also consider that, though, you're also considering that he is third among active players and he's second among active players in touchdowns. He was just one or two behind Davante Adams as of a couple weeks ago. So I think he's definitely going to be a Hall of Famer without a doubt.
Oh yeah.
I think the next question is cementing that, and cementing whether or not he gets first ballot.
Yeah.
The arguments I've heard against him being first ballot have included, the fact that, Terrell Owens was not first ballot, which is a travesty, obviously, but that doesn't mean that Mike Evans shouldn't be. Mike Evans has defined this era as a red zone, threat. He's got the yards to back that up. And he's got a ring now, thanks to Tom Brady. The first and only time I will thank Tom Brady for anything in his entire life. But I think it's also fair to say that he should be a Hall of Famer when you look at Chris Godwin's stats next to him, because Chris Godwin was a 1,000-yard receiver with Mike Evans on that team. Mike Evans is commanding the targets on that offense. He has accounted for, again, nearly half of their passing yards as a team. And I mean, when you consider what Baker Mayfield has done, you have to think that in part it's thanks to, Mike Evans.
Yeah.
All right. So we want to move along to the next segment here, which is trivia. It's been a thing that we are really into here as a family. I think oftentimes they're just trying to stump me because they know the old guy knows a lot of stuff about the history of sports. And so we have a trivia question coming up. I think Tyler is our trivia specialist. And so Tyler's got a trivia question that he's going to try to stump us with.
I like to consider myself pretty good at trivia. But this one is one that I will be asking you all if I could find it again. I just lost it. It's a saved TikTok where I watch somebody else answer these. So just give me 10 seconds.
So while Tyler's looking it up, it is a pastime. We like to go to like trivia nights, but also, I mean, you know, we're kind of annoying to mom because we'll just continue to spit trivia at each other and ask questions. And one of the things is that we never want to give up, too, with the answer. But today we will have to give up in the interest of time, possibly. So we're going to see how this goes, and we're going to kick it back to Tyler.
All right. So this statistic is and video is courtesy of Nerd Sesh on TikTok. I love those guys. They do basketball and football content especially. So today we are going to be doing the top five non-offensive touchdown scorers of all time. If you guys are ready to start, we can start.
Devin Hester.
Devin Hester is number one with 20 non-offensive touchdowns all time.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
No.
Now you got to think of a defensive player.
Hold on. Are we counting a defensive player on offense?
No.
Okay.
Non-offensive touchdowns.
Because I was going to go J.J. Watt.
No.
Okay.
He only has Ed Reed. Three or four. Ed Reed is tied for number five with 13.
Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders is number two with 19 non-offensive touchdowns all time.
Who is the guy who has like the most pick sixes in a season? He played for the Steelers.
Well, now it's Deron Bland.
Deron Bland just broke that record.
But it was, I don't know.
Rod Woodson.
Rod Woodson is number three with 17.
Night Train Lane.
No.
He was almost on my nickname list.
Is that? I think that might be one of the only old football names that Trey knows.
Excuse you.
My apologies.
I don't know. All right.
A pretty tough one.
Yeah.
Rondé Barber.
Rondé Barber is number four with 14 non-offensive touchdowns. You're just missing the other guy tied for number five.
Any linebackers?
Nope.
Okay.
How about Aeneas Williams?
No, good guess.
Troy Polamalu.
No. More of a pass rusher than an interception guy.
Ooh.
Wait, are you talking about Troy Polamalu or the
Troy
guy?
Polamalu. This guy's definitely an interception guy. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right, give it to us.
We're going to have to give it up.
Number five, tied with Ed Reed with 13, Charles Woodson, the other Woodson brother.
Oh, of course. And they're not brothers, by the way.
But they both played for the Steelers, and they're both cornerbacks.
I don't think they both played for the Steelers.
No, Charles never played for the Steelers.
He's a Green Bay Packer.
Really? Packer and a Raider.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess I just got them
former
confused.
Michigan Heisman Wolverine. Trophy winner.
You got it. All right, so we're winding up the podcast here. We got a few more things to talk about. We also have another segment that we're going to go with here. It's a fantasy football segment with Noah, and it's going to be Noah's start, sit, six. Say that five times fast.
Yeah.
Noah's start, sit, six. Six guys to either start or sit this weekend if you're still hanging around in fantasy football playoffs or a championship game this weekend.
I'm not, because Noah decided to pick up free agents in the middle of the playoffs in which he was already eliminated. That's a point of contention. In the
rest in
right
peace,
now.
Isaiah Likely. Yeah.
Isaiah Likely and a certain cousin of mine also decided to pick up Chris Godwin off of waivers. So thanks a lot. I got stuck with Brandon Ayuk. That did not go well.
All right. First off, I'd like to mention that Russell Wilson is not playing this week. He got benched for Jarrett Stidham. That's a key marker right here.
A weird move, by the way. I don't like that. They're in playoff contentions, and they're taking a Hall of Fame quarterback out of the starting lineup.
It's all contract-based. They know they're not going to use him next year, and they don't want to pay him.
This is why I don't like Sean Payton. Go ahead, Noah.
All right, number one, Baker Mayfield, start.
Who's he playing?
He is playing the New Orleans Saints.
I like that.
It's a rival game. He's going to really fight for this one, and Mike Evans is going to get a touchdown here.
All right. Noah is saying anytime touchdown by Mike Evans is a lock for this week, so make sure you throw that in your Hard Rock Bet app.
I mean, they're not a sponsor yet, so don't throw them out there now.
Sorry. Throw that in your nondescript betting app.
Okay.
And then I'm going to sit Lamar.
You're going to sit Lamar. Who's Lamar playing?
Lamar is playing. Oh, geez.
He's saying sit him, but you don't even know he's playing.
Wow.
Do 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 do.
Well, they're playing. It looks like they're playing the Dolphins on Sunday night.
Yes, they are.
Sunday,
they're playing the Dolphins.
Sunday, 1 o'clock.
All right. Noah likes that Dolphins defense.
I do. I think that he might get sat. That's my.
You think
reasoning.
He's going to get sat?
He might because it's
because
they're heading to the playoffs.
The playoffs.
Yes, they're locked in.
Interesting.
For the playoffs.
You don't think they want to play spoiler against the Dolphins offense?
I don't think so.
I don't think they're going to want to face that offense in the playoffs.
Okay. Next up, I got the Saints, Mr. Kamara, and I say sit. He's playing Tampa Bay. I really think that Vita Vea is going to be getting into the backfield and stopping him in the run game.
That Saints offensive line is bad, man. Alvin Kamara is a Lamborghini and a trailer park on that offense.
It's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, and ever last since time, they got rid of Terron Armstead.
Dude, Derek Carr was such a bad move. I love the guy, but injuries and age are going – it's killing that offense right now.
Is it Jameis time?
It might be Jameis time.
I hate Jameis.
Very quietly, I'm gonna
Jameis
say
is
it's Jameis time.
Jameis is really bad.
Jameis is not really bad. He's irresponsible. And that offense really needs to start throwing the ball over the defense.
Last time
and that's
that
he does.
The last time that Kamara played against the Bucks, he had 13 catches for 33 yards.
It wouldn't be the first time that.
That's brutal.
You heard me right. I said 33 yards on 33
out of the week.
Less than 3 yards.
I'm
reception.
Sorry. I was going to say something, but it wouldn't be the first time that Jameis has thrown to a Buccaneer or a Saint.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Very true.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Ouch.
All right. Next, I got Ty Chandler as a start. Ty Chandler.
Elaborate.
Ty Chandler is the starting running back for Minnesota with Madison out. He's actually back. Madison is back. But his usage is way through the roof, and he is receiving back. That's going to be getting a lot.
Yeah. They are playing the Packers on Sunday Night Football.
Correct. That's not a great
Packers,
defense.
Yeah, that Packers run defense is just not.
Baker Mayfield went into Lambeau and kind of gave him the business. So.
Yeah. All right.
And Rashad White, yeah.
A perfect passer rating is very much business.
All right. So next up, I've got George Pickens, who put up a lot of points. Bench. Bench him.
He made Mason Rudolph look good.
Yes, he did.
He made Mason Rudolph get paid next
who
year.
Who are the Steelers playing this week?
They are playing the Seahawks at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Right. Who do they play next week?
Not a great defense either.
Boy, you're really testing me here. I'm glad I got the schedule up. The Steelers go to the Ravens to finish out the season.
So they're going to lose that game.
I really wanted Mason Rudolph to play the Browns. If you know, you know.
Yeah. My problem with George Pickens is it's a lot of yards, but not a lot of targets because they can't get the ball out of the pocket with that O-line.
Yeah, it's a shame. His talent's been wasted this season.
Mm-hmm.
Same with
Johnson. He's also kind of wasted his talent, you know.
And finally, on Thursday Night Football, Amari Cooper is a wide receiver one. Sauce is a press coverage beast, but Cooper will beat him deep. Jordan Whitehead, on the other hand, has 4 INTs, 3 of which came in week 1. He has...
Jordan Whitehead, Buccaneers legend.
Yep. Amari Cooper will tear them up.
You guys remember when Jordan Whitehead dislocated his shoulder against the Packers in the NFC Championship game and played in the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
He's a beast.
He's a beast.
Yeah.
So you guys remember when Jordan Whitehead picked off Josh Allen like 3 times in week 1?
That was week 1, yep.
Yeah, it was week 1.
His other pick came against Aiden O'Connell.
Oh, well...
And this week he is playing its veteran quarterback, Joe Flacco.
Aiden O'Connell is this year's Davis Mills. We're never going to hear from that guy again.
Nope. And it's going to be sad. He's got a good story.
Not a single pass for 3 quarters.
Yep.
All right. So segueing, Amari Cooper is a great segue into that matchup. Tonight we have the Jets traveling to Cleveland to take on the Browns. And so, guys, how do you feel about this? Browns fighting for the playoff spot still? Jets?
We'll start and then we'll go to Tyler and then Noah.
Eliminated.
All right.
Well, I'm going to take the Browns. That Jets offense cannot do anything. And that Browns defense is one of the top 2 in the league. And I would say that Jets defense is also really good. So it's going to be a low-scoring Cleveland victory. But Joe Flacco is playing out of his mind. We haven't seen him play like this since that Super Bowl run in 2013. I think if they manage to stay healthy this year, that Cleveland Browns would be a playoff, not even a playoff contender. They'd be a Super Bowl contender.
Defeated the Ravens and the 49ers this season.
Yeah, they're giant killers for sure.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Myles Garrett, I would have said start Breece Hall. But the problem is he's probably not going to get a lot of reps this game, or he's going to get a lot of reps.
That Kevin Stefanski also playing for a coach of the year potentially here. He's on his fourth quarterback.
And that quarterback has already passed Kenny Pickett in touchdowns this season.
That Browns defense is good. Anthony Walker, Miles Garrett. Did Charvarius Ward, or is he with the Niners now?
I have no idea. I think he's a Niner.
He's a Niner,
okay.
But, like,
Cleveland.
Go ahead, Dad.
Cleveland favored by 7.5 points tonight.
Yeah, not surprised. I'm going to take that 7.5 for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think the Jets are going to score a point, regardless of who's playing quarterback. Zach Wilson, man.
Tim Boyle, Zach Wilson, Trevor Siemian.
It doesn't matter. I think they cut Tim Boyle. Tim Boyle looked even worse.
And that over-under is positioned as 34.
One thing that I've learned...
That's a tough line. I'm still taking the under.
I've learned this from Baker Mayfield. Any guy that's picked one or two, they have some sort of talent. So they're somewhere in Zach Wilson.
There's somewhere in there for Zach Wilson. It's not going to be with the Jets, though.
And, I mean, we saw it the first year with Trevor Lawrence. He didn't do great. But he came back the next year and made the playoffs.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence, he doesn't have any weapons, and he was a playoff contender, but that defense absolutely crapped the bed in the last couple weeks. I don't think that he's going to come back this season, regardless of injury, because they are eliminated from contention, and his health has been a concern this year, especially that high ankle sprain that he ended up trying to play through.
I've got a little thing about Tim Boyle. So, in his college career, he passed for 3,371 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 26 interceptions.
Where did he play?
Oh, my God.
Hold on. I saw something earlier.
He is terrible.
Yeah, I don't know how he got
good
to
in college.
All right, so 2013 in college, his freshman season, he threw 621 yards, 0 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions.
So Tim Boyle... played college football at both UConn and Eastern Kentucky.
Well, that explains it.
Yeah.
No shade to UConn or Eastern Kentucky, but...
All the shade.
Well, the shade to UConn.
Yeah, for sure. So...
Go Bulls.
Things are not looking up for Tim Boyle and the Jets. So we all strongly favor the Browns tonight on Thursday Night Football as we move into wrapping up the season. We are very excited about our prospects for our local team, the Bucks. Let Mayfield bake this weekend. Rashad White closing in on 1,000 yards. Of course, Mike Evans having a very strong season late in his career. So we're excited about that as well. But
Chris Godwin, sneaky, also closing in on 1,000 yards. I think he's in the 850s. He had 155 last week, mostly from screen passes. He's great at run after the catch. They just have not utilized that screen pass until the past couple weeks.
Yeah, Godwin's at 74 catches for 892 yards and a touchdown.
All right. So that's going to start to bring us up to a bit of a close. Again, we want to shout out Uncle Sean. Uncle Sean providing us this awesome equipment. Yeah. You guys sound pretty good this time. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not all crowding around the one microphone.
Except... yeah, now there's four.
I have a soundboard. This is actually wonderful.
Now I can do little sounds.
Give us one.
Hey!
Explain, Ty.
Mike Breen is a famous call.
Bang!
Bang!
So we're going to
LeBron,
end this.
His three-pointer won't go. Rebound, Bosh. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
So we are ending the Dynamite Sports Podcast with a... Dynamite Sports Pod on Instagram and TNT underscore Sports Pod on Twitter. We're going to post links to this episode, maybe some photos of what Uncle Sean's rig looks like here, and we'll probably be commenting on the games this weekend as well.